Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Yes, it is that time of the week. We usually do it on Tuesday, so we got to do it a day early this week. It is time to kiss the baby. We say goodbye to another NFL team with the goal of having a perfect postseason field. And by the end of next week, we're going to figure out how many teams we're stuck with and how many we got wrong. All right, today's order, as we have a caller team that has played with us every week. I go first. The caller's up second. Kyle will be up third. Hugh Douglas will be last this week as we enter, or I guess finish up week 16 and enter week 17 in the NFL. All right, so we got to get ahead of some things. Sometimes you got to pick a team out before they're actually eliminated, and you got to make a choice. And I'm making one to start us off in the AFC North. I'm saying goodbye to the Baltimore Ravens, who I think said goodbye to themselves last night when they blew that lead. Lamar got knocked out of the game, and I believe this coming weekend, because the Ravens and Steelers play in the final week, and that could have been a division title game, but if the Ravens lose to the Packers or the Steelers beat the Browns, it's over this weekend. Ravens, we'll see you next year. I kiss the baby Baltimore Ravens. All right. That brings up Bob in Pensauken, who's up playing for the callers today. Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Bob, we're doing well, and are you ready to play Kiss the Baby?
I sure am.
All right, Bob. Which team are you eliminating on behalf of all the callers?
The Buccaneers stink.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob.
Okay.
And Bob, it's similar to the NFC North. If they lose this weekend or the Panthers win, that division is over. Bob, good one. You're in the mix for a prize after the season ends. All right. So Bob says goodbye to the Bucs, who lost yesterday. I say goodbye to the Ravens. Kyle, you are up third this week.
Yeah, this is really difficult because I feel like I'm going to be stuck with either one of these teams. Mm. I think I'm going to have to go with the Lions.
I think it's a good choice.
And hope that the Colts stay alive one more week.
I think it's a good choice.
No, because you, like, the three teams that I had, y'all took them all off the board. Yep. That is puts me
good.
In a
good
bad
strategy by us.
Last pick today.
Woo.
All right, goodbye to the Lions, says Kyle. I think it's yesterday that they needed to win that game yesterday. And we'll get to what happened at the end of that one.
See, this one was tough.
Mm.
Because the teams that I'm looking at are all NFC teams, right? You just took away the one that I thought was probably the easiest is Tampa Bay. So now you got three teams in the West that are all in play to win the division for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Chicago that's in a spot. Who they got the last two games?
Well, Chicago's in the playoffs.
No, they're in.
Yeah, so you can't eliminate them.
I wasn't going to. They already yeah. eliminated. I eliminated them. Like, I think.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't realize that.
No, you know what? I didn't.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Good.
I didn't.
Good.
I didn't.
You shouldn't.
Wait, what?
I was looking at my list. I thought I eliminated him.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, no, I'm cool.
So who are you choosing between right now?
I'm thinking one of these West teams.
But they're all going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, take your time. I mean,
so they're all the lock for the playoffs.
Well, see, you know, we shouldn't
all
be
the
helping
lock
out through this.
No, I'm saying they're all the lock, so it
drown
has to be.
Never mind. I'll let you work through yourself.
No. I guess it's...
Are they technically all locks?
That's what I'm looking at, Kyle. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, Green Bay, it looked like it's going to be Green Bay. Or did I get Green Bay already? No, I got Green Bay.
Well, this is
Green Bay.
This is dynamite.
Green Bay?
No, Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah, Green Bay. This is like I really don't have any recourse.
Well,
you do. I mean, you could put the other teams.
I'm trying to think. Buffalo. I think Buffalo.
Have you eliminated? No, you know what? You're Green Bay. Green Bay it is?
Because I've eliminated most of the teams out. I've eliminated the Texans. I can't pick the Texans. The Colts last week.
Oof.
I was thinking y'all took the Chargers. Wait a minute. Did anybody take the Chargers?
Chargers are in.
No, I took the Chargers.
They're in.
You are drowning.
No,
right
I already took the Chargers. No, I didn't. I got who? I got Green Bay. Green Bay.
Awesome.
Yeah, Green Bay. Green Bay.
Well, thanks.
I had no choice.
No, you know what? Then they could miss the playoffs.
I mean, I have no choice because you're talking about out of the West, like most of the teams in the West.
There is a choice that's still possible.
Yeah, well, he chose Green Bay.
Yeah, you did choose Green Bay.
We can't.
It's like in chess. Once you make the move, you take your hand off it.
I'm comfortable with Green Bay.
Well, good.
And I'm happy now. How about that?
Yeah, you see, but
nothing says a helping producer like a host that's struggling, and he says, "You're drowning, man."
I ain't thinking about Kyle. Man. Y'all took all the good.
You had the last spot today.
I know it wasn't fair. It was a setup.
It rotates every week.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all just left me with some bad choices. Mm.
Okay, let's go back to the phones, and then we will roll through what happened yesterday and react to a pretty wild and I think season-changing week 16. I mean, there were a lot of different things that happened yesterday that will change the playoff picture as we just kind of rolled through there. David in the Northeast. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
I'm trying to give you guys the true definition of aqua velva.
Aqua velva. What is that?
It's an aftershave.
Yeah, I knew that. But what does that have to do with
anything? What? Now I'm going to tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we got a nice
aqua velva was a lotion that you could put on, make your whiskers stand up.
Aftershave.
So you can use an electric razor.
Yeah, something about aqua velva, man. Yeah. That's an old school commercial.
But what does that have to do with the Eagles?
What are you talking about? I'm about to tell you. Joe, leave him alone.
Hey. Who said anything about the Eagles?
Oh, well no one.
You know, that's a good question. Nobody did.
Hey, okay, yeah, as far as the pick, I'm picking Cleveland to leave. Yeah.
That's a really good pick. Yep.
I'm with you. The Browns will miss the playoffs.
I heard that they're going to move to Saskatchewan. Surprise.
I believe it.
Saskatchewan?
Yeah, the Rough
Riders. Canada?
Yeah.
Come on, David. Huh. Who'd you hear that from?
Okay. So if you don't believe me,
I don't.
No.
Splash aqua velva on you and try and get
aqua velva now? Let me.
I'm going to shop for some. Yeah, they have it on Amazon. Do you use aqua velva, David?
No.
Okay, of course not.
My dad used to use aqua velva
because it's got alcohol on it, man. It burns. Oh.
Okay.
It burns.
Yeah, we should probably be avoiding
that. Now, what do you want? What do you want from me?
I don't want anything from you, David. You called us.
They still sell aqua velva, dog.
Okay. $4. So what's the agenda?
I have a few agendas.
How do you feel about the Eagles' win this weekend?
Let's see. 14 points.
Oh, they're going to win by 14 over the game.
That's right. That's fine.
A long time ago.
Okay. I respect
we're on to aqua velva now.
We're on to Saskatchewan, yeah.
They're going to win by 14 points.
You mean above
Buffalo?
That's pretty impressive.
Calling your shot. I like that, David.
14 points, Eagles. They're going to win by 14.
All right, David. Well, that's great. Okay. Yep. You have more? Go ahead.
Well, as far as that, I hope the Flyers do better this year.
Me too. Yep.
And I'm hoping that they do it.
We went to the game.
The Cup, you mean? Like this year?
Lord Stanley's?
Well, it's a little too early for that.
Let's not get ahead of yourself.
What does do it mean?
Get out of here.
That's what it means. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Me or who are you talking to?
No, you. What you were talking about, you didn't even know what kind of answer you got. You got one of them bottles underneath the table?
I wish,
he was talking about my pick for the you know, kissed the baby.
Yeah.
I was confused.
He's ripping you.
He kissed the baby, yeah.
Yeah, I kissed the baby.
Well, he picked Cleveland.
He picked Cleveland, and now, I picked Green.
I'm going to Saskatchewan,
okay,
so.
The only thing I say is.
That's real kiss the baby.
Stop the tush push.
Stop it.
Well, it doesn't work anymore, David. I'm with you on that. So you want no more tush pushes?
No.
Yeah. David, I agree, David. I think we're.
It's kind of faggot tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's probably
yeah, all right.
Right.
Well, a little bit longer than I needed to.
Well, I was trying to. Sometimes you need to figure out what the point is, and I was trying to get to the point of David there.
Celebrate,
yeah, we probably should have seen that there was no point.
Aquavelva.
I mean, Aquavelva used to be that dude back in the day.
Yeah, man. Dude, I haven't talked to David in a while.
Is there? Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I am looking up Aquavelva.
I think something similar happened the last time.
It's on the
Amazon.
You can get it Amazon. Yeah.
How much they going for?
It was like $4, $4.99.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You want to become Aquavelva, guys?
No. I mean, he ain't lying. That stuff burns, and it's kind of like
you know what?
It's an old man smell.
I'm ordering this. Be here by Christmas Eve. Yeah. I'm an
Aquavelva
guy now.
Sport.
What does that mean?
It means it's a sport. It's Cooling Man's aftershave. It has vitamin E and pro-vitamin B5, soothes, cools, and refreshes.
Ooh. I'm in. All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man, Aquavelva? Wow.
Man, old
yeah, school. That is old school. I haven't thought about Aquavelva in decades.
I know. But listen, I got, since, you know, earlier a guy was waxing nostalgic,
mm-hmm.
I got to go back to my fondest memory, 2000 NFC Wild Card game. Remember that, Hugh?
Yeah, I forgot who he was playing.
It was the Bucks. Sean King. How do you forget?
Well, yeah.
They were waxing on and waxing off our behinds, and then all of a sudden, Hugh Douglas pancakes the quarterback, turns the tide, we win.
But thank you. Thank you for that five.
It's one of our favorites, and we love listening to it every chance we get here, Big V.
Great. I do, too.
We're working on it.
First of all, mm-hmm. yeah, rest the starters.
It gets Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to play for the 2 seed?
No, I want to play for the 3 seed. We're already in.
You want to play for, no, you want to play for the 3 seed?
Yeah. Yes, I want to play like we're playing for the 3 seed. I want our guys to get rest, get healthy. We hit the playoffs and we destroy everybody. That's the most important thing.
Well, I agree with you for week 18. We got to try to win this game. Let's go beat Buffalo on Sunday. Come on, you heard our last caller. He said they're going to win by 14. We got to play the starters to do that.
No, we don't. It looks like, you know, not playing our guys, they seem to be gelling pretty well. Everybody's looking pretty good and having fun. The only problem I had with Sunday's game was that Jalen took way too long waiting for AJ to get open rather than checking down to his other receiver. He's got to stop that if we're going to, you know, continue on winning, because all they have to do is double-team AJ and, you know, Jalen will get sacked. The other thing is that, you know, I like to say this kicker's in a slump, but, you know, the kicker is the most loneliest position in the NFL.
Mm.
You know, he wins, he's a hero. He doesn't, he doesn't make it, he's a heel. So, you know, he's out there all alone on the island. But, you know, and maybe it's time that we start to move on to another kicker. I mean, he's been with us for a while.
Long time. Yeah, and look, he's 30 now. I mean, this happens. I mean, some of those kickers are great, and then it just goes. And I hope it's just a slump. But, and Big V, good phone call. The reality is it's a couple of years in a row where he just is not good. He's 5 of 15 for 50-plus over the last 2 years. Even if you include the playoffs, it's not good. I mean, it's just he's not a distance kicker in a league where there's a lot of distance kickers. All right, let's talk about what happened in the NFL yesterday. Week 16 from Saturday to Thursday through yesterday. It was a wild week. Let's start with Saturday night. Hugh Douglas distracted on a date watching Caleb Williams and the Bears
do his thing through a BB.
That was an incredible throw to win the game.
It was.
Look, you can win in the NFL with a lot of different kinds of arms at quarterback. Joe Montana didn't have a big arm, right? Like, you don't have to eat.
That right there, you see why they picked that cat.
My God, my goodness. I mean, that throw, that must have gone 60 yards in the air through the wind and the cold to drop it into DJ Moore's arms for a game-winning overtime touchdown. I was thinking this after the game, Hugh, when they won. If, because I think Ben Johnson's a really good coach, right? If he continues to develop the next few years, Chicago's going to be a problem.
You know, I sit back and I think about what Jason Avant said and how he talked about they threw everything at him and he's learning on the fly. That's what that looks like. you know, learning on the fly, having those rough patches that you're going through, to be in position where at the end of the game, you're cool, calm, and collected, and you're able to throw that BB.
Boom. Caught by DJ Moore. Bears win, so they control the path to the north now. Let's hear DJ Moore after the game. Obviously fired up.
This has been such a challenging nemesis, the Packers against the Bears. I see the nod. Yeah. What does it mean to get this one, DJ?
And it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's after the Packers always.
I'm out there right here!
Well done, DJ. Well done. Go and enjoy it.
Appreciate it. My boy!
They partied in Chicago.
Did you see DJ Moore after the game in the locker room? They did the game balls or the video out. Brad Johnson's giving out the game balls. So he gave one to DJ Moore. He was wearing a cheese grater hat. You get it?
Yeah.
Like a joke at the Packers.
You grated the cheese. Yeah.
Caleb was wearing one, too, and he was... It might have been later or the next day or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a game ball, but DJ Moore did.
No.
I mean, he caught the pass.
I like the cheese grater thing.
Yeah, I do, too. It's a good knock.
Tell you what, though. Malik Willis played them tough.
Yeah. They basically had the game won until the onside kick they couldn't catch.
And last time we saw him, he stunk.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot better. You could develop as a backup quarterback. All right, so the Bears win on Saturday. They are the number two seed right now. Could be our second opponent in the postseason. But maybe the craziest game of the weekend was yesterday, the Lions hosting the Steelers. Lions basically have to win the game to give themselves a real shot at the playoffs. And the way the game ended, could we hear the call on the field? So if you missed it or you kind of saw some of it, here, the Lions are down 5 seconds to go. They're trying to throw a touchdown to win the game on a walk-off. Amon-Ra St. Brown catches the pass, touchdown, but the ball gets popped out of his hand.
I think he pitched it back.
You thought it was on purpose? All right, yeah. So the ball popped out of his hand, whether it was a pitch or a fumble. And Jared Goff picks it up and dives into the end zone for what, at the time, looked like a game-winning touchdown. Flag on the play. And they called an offensive pass interference on Amon-Ra before he caught it. But just listen to how the ref told the crowd in Detroit after a long delay.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown. However,
pass interference,
number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa!
I thought it was a total heel move by the ref. The way he described it, at first he said touchdown, right? Like, so the crowd goes crazy thinking they wanted a walk-off touchdown.
Yeah. Ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Actually, guys, sorry, penalty. You guys lose. Go home.
Wow. I don't know.
Well, he told it in sequential order. They scored a touchdown, but they have to call the penalty,
right,
which negates the touchdown. But since there was a penalty and it was on the offense, they don't get to replay it out. The game's over.
Right, because the game
Lions don't score.
Game can't usually end on a penalty, but if it's on the offense.
That's a heck of a way to lose, though.
Yes.
That is a heck of a way to lose.
Well, I believe, wasn't the play before there was like an illegal shift? They scored a touchdown before that. They had two walk-off touchdowns in a row that neither counted, and they lose yesterday.
That was awesome.
It was a great game. It really was. The other thing, though, from that game that caused a lot of attention, did you see DK Metcalf?
Yes. He swung on somebody.
He did. He swung on a fan.
He missed, though.
Well, the guy was wearing a big blue wig, so you couldn't really see if he made any contact. You were the first one I saw that said he probably didn't actually touch him.
If the way that he swung in that, with that little tight, compact punch, if he'd have cracked him in the jaw, he would have his wig would have been flying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're that guy, you got to tumble over that railing.
Oh, you take a fall?
You got to take a dive.
Sue DK Metcalf, sue the NFL.
You'd never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that was wild. And he didn't come out of the game. He wasn't. I mean, there's no penalty on that.
That was, I think, the most insane part. The league office can't step in because there was no penalty, so they can't go in and say, you know, you have to eject him.
Right.
But you would have to assume that Tomlin was alerted to the incident or, like, knew about it at some point.
Have you ever
let that guy go out there.
Anyone in a game you ever play in hit a fan or push a fan by the sideline? Like, by the stands?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
I know some fans that probably needed to be swung on, but no. That
people
it didn't
that
happen.
Have deserved it.
Yeah, there's some people that probably need to be swung on, but no.
It's just,
I mean, it's gotten ridiculous now that, like, one thing, DK can't go over there.
Of course not.
I feel like it's different when somebody steps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's to you instead of you going to look for it. It's a little different. So you can't do that. You can't put yourself in a bad spot because you never win those. You never win those. It's just a bad look for you regardless to what he said to you or what's about to, whatever. You can't do that. Can't do it.
Yeah, I wonder if the NFL is going to – because week one, it was Lamar and the Ravens in Buffalo, and someone, like, I think grabbed one of the Ravens players, and Lamar shoved him out of the way, and then yesterday this. It's just – I feel like the NFL's got to do something at some point. They can't have players shoving fans by, you know, whoever's fault it is. They just – it can't have it. All right, a couple more things from the NFL yesterday that stood out to me. Buffalo won, but barely, in Cleveland. So Buffalo is our next opponent. Mm-hmm. Your guy, Tyler Shuck, beat your Jets, Hugh.
Yeah, he had a nice little game, man. It was like 29.
Is that the one you're most proud of putting in the top 10?
What you talking about?
Tyler Shuck.
No, I'm just saying I have vision. Mm. I see things that other people can't see.
Okay.
And I saw that, but nobody wanted to, you know, nobody wanted to talk about that.
Well, I mean, you also had Desmond Ritter in there.
Nobody want to talk about how he just
or
dropping.
Or Jacoby Brissett. It was like
Brissett, Snoop Huntley in there.
Snoop.
Nobody
right.
want to talk about how he be dropping dimes on this show.
No. Wait.
I'm be dropping that.
What about Josh Johnson? After he stepped in, you might as well.
I'm saying that, man. It's a week-to-week thing.
Okay. Right.
Would he be in yours this week?
I'm saying. This week?
Yeah. If you were to do one this week.
No, I got to go look at the data doesn't support that right now. Kyle, I have this inconclusive right now. I have to look at that.
All right, last thing on the NFL this week, and we'll go back to the phone calls. Are the Jaguars a Super Bowl contender? Are they really good?
Duval.
That guy's going to go to the Super Bowl. They went to Denver. Denver hadn't lost a game since September. And they went to Denver yesterday, and they beat him up pretty good. This is the best Trevor Lawrence has probably ever played, and they are 11-4?
Yes, they are.
Have we missed something here?
Are you more impressed by Lawrence or Liam Cohen?
Liam.
I would tough say to win with the Jaguars.
Because he was,
it's tough.
You know, he came in looking a little goofy. He came in looking a little goofy with the Duval.
He did. Yeah, that was
he's giving that city something to be proud of.
Well, and Baker and the Bucs have regressed since he left. I mean, he's winning that divorce, right? He took over the Jaguars. They're better. Trevor Lawrence is better. Baker's not been as good over the course of the full year. Bucs are under 500, so I suppose they are for real. We'll see what happens next month.
Small market team.
He wasn't happy about that.
He did not like that.
He did not. All right, back to the phone lines here. Rodney in South Philly up on WIP. Hey, Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Rodney, what's up?
Hey, first of all, are we talking about Aqua Velva?
Yeah,
Aqua Velva. Who knows? Yeah, I'm buying some.
Next, we'll be talking about Brute by Fabergé.
You remember Brute? Stop being disrespectful to Brute. Brute used to be that go-to back in the day, man.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Hey, Hugh, I meant to tell you, I saw you a few weeks back at the Bruce.
Uh-huh.
And me and my wife fell in. I meant to tell you that I played ball with Ox, man.
Ox Fresh? Yeah, I remember Ox, yeah. Man. R.I.P. Ox, man. He was a good dude, man.
Yeah,
really good dude.
He was really good. But anyway, Buffalo, we have to play. We have to win. But once that is over, then we sit everybody else. But Buffalo has to get out the way.
But Rodney, I agree. I think for a couple of reasons. One, they're still in play for the 2 seed. And uh-huh. And I think it'd be good for them and for us if we can go beat that team, beat a good team, beat a playoff team. We'll feel really good going into the playoffs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you would sit everybody. Lane, Carter, you just sit everybody that needs to be set. Because we should be able to beat the Commodores with our second string.
Well, you know what? They probably could. I mean, they did it last year. What was the last game? The Giants last year, I think it was? With the Cowboys,
yeah,
and Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they beat them with Tanner McKee and their backups. They certainly could do that in the final week. Rodney, good hearing from you. And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I think they're going to end up sitting their guys in the final week. The Eagles.
You might be right. It feels like you might be right, especially if they get that win in Buffalo. They're not going to probably chance it.
Well, I also just think it's changed. It used to be the 2 teams got a bye, right? So then you got the bye week. Now it's just the 1 bye, and you could create your own bye week in week 18 by sitting your starters. That feels like what they're going to do.
Yeah, you might be right.
I miss the second bye.
I do miss the second bye.
Well, like if anything, another game would probably be relevant this week.
Yeah, well,
next week.
It also, of course. And it also, I think, was a major advantage to get a bye. I mean, now it's just the 1 team gets the bye.
It feels like nobody ever really has anything to play for in week 18 anymore.
I agree. The extra week is almost stretched a little too much. It feels like week 18 becomes a dud. I guess last year was the Lions and Vikings, that impactful game for the 1 or the 5 seed. But I agree with that. It has become too much of that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Sean in Florida's up. What's up, Sean?
Guys, what's up?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Doing good. Joe, it's been a minute, man. You remember when you used to talk to me at 3 in the morning?
How could I forget, Sean? Some of my fondest memories on WIP.
You got brand new now, huh?
Brand new. I'm here every day. Man. You call whenever you want. Happy to talk to you.
I know, right? Oh, man, but Hugh and Joe, I got to ask y'all this because I think this is real, but I think the coaching staff, they mishandled Hurts, and I feel like somebody has to pay. I really do. And here's what's crazy is that with the success that we've had, somebody still got to pay, bro. Like, Hugh and Joe, the thing is, I watched Nick Foles like 3 days ago. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks because what he did, and I feel like people take him for granted. You know what I mean? I don't think Eagles fans do, but, you know, NFL fans.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about Jalen Hurts and how he needs to go through his progressions because he still has issues going through his progressions. And they need a coach to get with him in the off season to work on this. And my problem is that it's year 6. It's too late for that. It's too late to be telling me we're going to put the quarterback through training in the off season to work through his progressions when that should have been happening for 6 years. So if that hasn't been happening, who does that fall on, Hugh? Who does that fall on, Joe? Like, I don't care. You guys don't mishandle the quarterback. Y'all put limitations on the quarterback his whole time playing. And yeah, we've been winning games, but that's been masking the bigger issue at hand. And the fact is, he's supposed to have developed by now, and he hasn't. That's got to fall on somebody, bro. It has to. You see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. But here's
what do you do with that, Hugh?
Here's the question you have to ask. I mean, is it all on the coaching staff?
Or is it because here's the thing. Let me tell you why. Because we've seen this moderation of the Eagles' offense every single year. Nick Sirianni has put limitations on Jalen Hurts every single year. We had Kellen Moore, and while I thought Kellen Moore was going to have Jalen Hurts looking real better in the pocket and doing things, he didn't do that. Because you want to know why? Nick Sirianni put limitations on this guy because at the end of the day, winning, win-loss, it's more important for him to win. But my God, bro, we know the NFL adjusts. We knew that if we kept playing like this, things would catch up. And how Jalen Hurts hasn't grown leaps and bounds when we know the type of guy Jalen Hurts is. He says it all the time. He's a sponge. I want to learn, but I can't learn if my coach doesn't believe in me.
Yeah, you know, so Sean, now, it's an interesting take. Love hearing from you. I'll say this though. I think after 23 was kind of a pivot point when they signed Saquon. You don't sign a running back to that kind of contract and that caliber if you plan to be a passing team, a primary passing team, right? I think they decided it 2 years ago. We're not worried so much about the development. Let's try to win football games. And if that means we become more of a balanced or running team versus putting it on our quarterback, that's fine. Other teams kind of do the opposite and put it all on their quarterback as he ages. I think they went the other way. I mean, if you care about wins and losses, then you shouldn't care. If you care about Jalen Hurts' development, then you could say maybe they did it wrong. This is what they're doing what they want to do.
I don't know where this falls to answer the caller's question, because I go back and I think of some of the conversations that have been had in the past, and I hear Donovan saying something to the effect of, when he talked to the afternoon show, you know, they're limiting what he can do. I've heard that. But then you see on the flip side, say in Chicago, and how they're throwing everything at Caleb, and how that's how it usually works. I don't know. I don't know where the truth lies. When it comes to who's holding who back in this offense.
Yeah, and ultimately, does it really matter to them if they keep winning all these games? Yeah. I mean, they just won another division title.
Yeah, because winning is the underlying. Like, no matter what, you know, winning is the end all to be all.
It always is. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls will get to you people. And Monday Night Football tonight, it is a fun one. Phil Rivers under center for the Colts against the 49ers.
That should be fun.
And there's implications for the Eagles. We'll tell you what it means next, who we should be rooting for. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter, and some do nothing. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets hurt, boom, in the first half, your play will go on with all remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Great song.
It is a great song. It's a great week, too. We hope everyone out there has a great Christmas and holiday week here. This is our last show of the week, our only show of the week. Hugh, we are back on Sunday for the pregame show, Eagles and the Bills. And then we're back.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with all this free time.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I was thinking about going to Georgia. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the Poconos. I got options.
Don't you need to figure it out?
I mean, I got time. I'd like to fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I know. It's only Christmas on there.
Yeah, you're good, man. Don't worry about it.
I'm just fly by to see my pants.
Don't leave too early, though. You got the players' lounge tonight.
Yeah, I got to leave after that. I would leave. Like, if I decided to go to Atlanta, I would probably leave tonight and just, you know, drive through the night.
Straight on through after the players' lunch?
Yeah, hit Bucky's in Virginia.
You're going to put another video out and how it gets live in the bathroom?
Well, see, if I went, I would hit the new Bucky's.
Ooh.
The one I haven't been to, so I have to christen the bathroom with this new one.
Huh? Christen the bathroom?
When I say that, I mean, like,
by getting live in there?
No, take pictures.
Please don't get live in the bathroom, Bucky's. Come on. All right, 215-592-949. Before we go back to the phone lines, here, we got a Monday Night Football game tonight. We have Philip Rivers and the Colts hosting the San Francisco 49ers. So I mentioned a little bit earlier, there is a very slight path for the Eagles to still get the number one overall seed in the NFC. A lot of things got to go their way. But one of those things starts with the San Francisco 49ers losing tonight. So if we have any hope left of the one seed, it starts with the Colts. We need the Colts to win tonight.
Yeah,
and
I picked the Colts.
Niners.
I picked the Colts.
Outright?
Yeah, I picked the Colts to win. I said, I kind of figured.
What's the money line on that one? We got to check that out.
I don't know. But I picked them. You know, I was talking about it. My fan.
Because the injury report? They're getting DeForest Buckner back tonight. You mentioned that?
Yeah, I didn't mention that. I just mentioned the people who was out there. But
isn't that kind of on you to?
Well, no, it said I get the injury report.
Oh, so you're just reading the script.
Reading the script that I got, okay. Dog. Yeah. And okay. He said he was out.
The line is down to 4.5, by the way. So it's moving in the Colts' direction. It was 5.5.
So I like Phillip Rivers, old man, OG. Yeah. He'll be out there doing his thing. So I like that.
I kind of like the Colts, too, at least with the points. But he was taking them outright. Anyway. I
mean, you know me.
Yeah, I mean, you always like the underdogs.
How many over yards for Phillip Rivers to throw for tonight?
Oh, at least 100.
No, you want a real sweat tonight? Phillip Rivers rushing yards. It's probably like a half a yard. I mean, that's where the thrill comes. Let's see if I can find that one. Let's go back. While I try to find that, you want to go to the phone lines? We haven't talked to Mark in a few days. We always like to do that. Player rushing yards over under. I think I may have found it here. Are they getting? Yeah, half a yard for Phil Rivers.
Wow.
It might be asking like too much, huh?
If it's a yard, I mean, why not?
Under a half a yard is minus 320.
If he gets all we need is for him to be chased from the pocket and gets a yard, and we hit.
Plus 235 on over a half yard.
Wow.
That might be the sweat I need tonight. All right, we'll do that. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Mark.
Hey, what's up,
Mark?
All right.
Good, how you doing?
Now, I am super excited about the team winning the division back-to-back for the first time, like 20 years, all that. But I keep receipts, gentlemen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. About 2.5 weeks ago, D. Gunn came out with a scathing, very hurtful report about the Eagles organization.
Hurtful?
Being fed up with Jalen, frustrated with Jalen.
Yeah.
To the point where by the end of the week, I thought they were going to release him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was that bad of a report.
Oh, okay? Will you stop being so dramatic?
So I got to call him out. Where you at, D-Gun? You're throwing stones, and now you're hiding your hands.
Wait a minute, Mark. How's he hiding hands? Because, I mean, that story
He's not telling us who. He's just talking mess.
He's not supposed to.
Mark, you know that a reporter is not going to give their sources out. It doesn't work like that.
But why is he starting trouble?
Basically, he
lit a grenade and threw it into the locker room.
But how is he starting trouble?
He is starting trouble.
Wait a minute. I'm trying. You said he said it. Now, how is he starting trouble?
Because it seemed like he's personally trying to get our starting quarterback, who's the MVP,
May I interject? So two things. There's no MVP, Mark. I don't know what you're talking about. Not of the league. That never happened. He's a good
quarterback. I didn't say that. I just said the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl MVP.
I missed that. I'm sorry. Second,
come on now.
But Mark, you realize like it's not Derek Gunn's job to help the Eagles. His job is to get stories and to tell people the stories that he's hearing. He has nowhere in his job description. Well, then why?
But
then
doesn't
why?
Sound like you understand.
His credibility has to take a hit.
I got Mark. I got it. Mark. You realize his story is unchanged regardless of wins and losses. You were like, winning the game against the Commanders and beating the Raiders and winning the division does not have any change to the story that he reported. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yo, he said it was like lipstick on a pig, he said.
Yeah.
He said winning covers up a lot of things. Well, we do a whole lot of winning, D-Gun. As soon as we hit a skid, here he comes with the nonsense. In my eyes, this dude is like Mush from Bronxdale. Remember Mush?
Wait a minute, Mark.
Put him in the bathroom.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
Put this dude in the bathroom.
Mark.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of this stuff was being said last year, right? Like,
yeah,
that's not...
And how did that end up?
Mark.
Super Bowl.
Mark.
How'd that end up?
It doesn't...
Super Bowl.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's not true, though. I mean, that's what we're trying to get you to...
That's the ultimate goal, Hugh. Come on.
Wait, Mark, you missing...
Two different things, buddy.
Mark, you missing everything that I'm trying to say, brother. Like
I got you. But you know what? It hurt me too because Seth Joyner, he co-signed it. He said,
it's
borderline insubordination.
Interesting.
I'm like, insubordination because he changed the play? Come on, fellas.
No, Mark.
Come on. You got to be accountable, man. You got to be accountable.
But have you ever heard the phrase, Mark, two things can be true at the same time?
Yeah, I don't go by that. I hear
that.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, it seems to be part of the problem.
I don't.
But at least we were civil today. Nobody yelled at anybody.
We're good. It's Christmas
weekend. But quite honestly, 5 years in a row, this man has been our starter, and he's taken us to the playoffs 5 years in a row with five different offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
I mean, the man is resilient.
No doubt.
Always thought he's tough and resilient.
My goodness.
I know, no but Mark, I mean, 5 years in a row to make the playoffs to start a career is very nice. Joe Flacco did the same thing, Mark. It's like, doesn't mean you're like Joe.
Why doesn't everybody do it then, Joe?
No, but Mark, but you say it.
Is Joe Burrow going to the playoffs?
Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals. You say this, Mark.
He's going home.
Oh, my. Is Lamar going to the playoffs?
He's on the bubble.
He's
on the bubble.
Mark, but don't you think when a quarterback of Jalen's caliber, which is good, not great, but good, don't you think when they make the playoffs their first 5 years, it's also an organizational story and not a Jalen Hurts story solely?
It's a combination of everything.
You don't say that, Mark. You don't say that. It's all about Jalen.
I mean,
It's not that. It's just that he is the leader. Yes, he is the leader. Yeah. He's the guy that pulls the trigger. He's the guy that does
position.
The tush push.
He's the quarterback.
He scores the touchdowns. He throws the touchdowns. He gets us a first down when it's third and eight.
But that's every quarterback. That's their job.
How come every quarterback don't win?
They don't all play for the Eagles, Mark. They all don't play for the Eagles.
I'm drowning you again. Come on. Keep up. Keep up.
This is my favorite is when you say some of the most nonsensical things for 5 minutes. It's like, I got him! Mark, you called in to rip D-Gun because the Eagles beat the Commanders. Like, do you hear
absolutely.
yourself?
Absolutely.
D-Gun's
going to get off.
Mark,
I don't trust that dude.
I
don't trust you,
I keep telling him to put some facial hair on. Nobody trusts nobody with no facial hair.
Again, that?
Yeah.
D-Gun. I don't have any facial hair.
Yeah, but that's different.
I'm telling you.
You need to get the soul
patch. This is my last little salvo for D-Gun.
Well, thank you.
In the words of Debo from Friday, the movie Friday. Mm-hmm. Slap yourself, D-Gun. Harder. Slap yourself.
All right, Mark.
That's what I got, man.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Later, man. I need some money, man.
It is too nice of a week. Like, I can't scream at him. It's Christmas
Mark
week.
Mark is brutal.
No, but he's out of his mind. I mean, like, sometimes you know people that they're out of their mind, and maybe at first you got to yell at them, and at some point you just nod and smile. I'm at the point of nodding and smiling at Mark.
Well, I don't understand why he's mad at D-Gun, because he wrote an article that in essence, might have been helped change everything about the season.
Mm,
ooh, I like that
angle.
That's the spin we need. D-Gun saved the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, I'm saying, like, who knows what, you know. I mean, D-Gun's a reputable reporter, and he's been in this game a long time.
Yes, yes.
And I can't, like, D-Gun has nothing to gain from putting that story out there, and it's not true. Or he hasn't vetted it, I should say. And he still get a lot of
my favor of the put a name on it thing. Like, yeah, oh yeah, we're just gonna let's go ahead and do that.
You know what I've noticed?
Genius.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I've noticed in my Twitter dealings the last couple days is that.
See, you told us there were no dealings.
No, I didn't say beef.
There's been a lot of dealings. A lot of beef.
But maybe less dealings and less
but
beef.
What I've noticed,
dealings lead to beef. You know
what,
this.
But what I've noticed is the people that. Most of the time, the people that follow this blindly and don't listen to what's being said are mostly younger guys.
They're children.
Yeah, they're younger guys.
I know.
And they don't have what they call the social skills.
Or vision.
Yes, or common sense. It's like, because you're arguing with somebody who doesn't understand how it works. So, you know, yeah, it's interesting. But I don't think by them winning proves D-Gun was wrong.
Of course it doesn't. No. I mean, like... It doesn't,
Mark doesn't operate that way.
I mean, I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny how, you know, that's how some people think.
That might have been my favorite all-time Mark moment. It's, you know, two things can be true at once. I don't operate that way.
You told me every – it's real. I'm going to go back to that every time I argue with Mark from now on. I don't subscribe to that.
That's living your truth.
Okay, that's
that
fine.
That is living your truth.
Speaking of living truth, Cowboy Jim's living the truth of an eliminated football team on Saturday night. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not in a good mood. I just got back from vacation. Listen, it all started out great. The Eagles are on the downfall. Mm-hmm. Cowboys looking to take the East. A cruise ship full of Cowboy fans, Texas A&M fans, Oklahoma fans. And then it all collapsed.
Wow, that's a rough grouping you got all together there. Everyone
terrible.
Went down. Wow.
It was just, you know, I mean, I know Eagles fans are rough.
Losers.
Get out of here.
How does it feel to get ready for another postseason without the boys?
All right, listen, I'll trade Aubrey next year for two defensive linemen with the Eagles. How about that? You want a kicker?
Not for two
right,
defensive linemen.
You can take
linemen.
Byron Young and the Vanilla Gorilla deal.
Vanilla, yeah, he heard his name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't played much. You want him? You want the Vanilla Gorilla?
You christening a bathroom? Are you walking out with a smile on your face or a relief face? What are we walking out with?
Well, I just wanted to take the video and let people see how nice the bathrooms are.
Maybe don't Buc-ee's. Take a video of you christening anything.
No, I'm just saying the bathroom in Buc-ee's is nice, though.
It's the christening thing. That
I know.
Hugh, when it comes to dating, you are an experienced man. You in 5 minutes can figure out what the heck is going on across from you, and you know you're out of there. So that's what I'm going to say about
you know what's funny? I actually enjoyed it, but I guess, you know.
Appreciate it, Jim. Merry Christmas.
I guess me not paying attention kind of threw everything off. Oh, well.
Did you think it was going to work out differently?
Well, I guess my mind was like most people watch football. And I said, hey, the game's on, and I wanted to move, but I didn't. So I'm, you know, I'm sitting
so that felt like something you should have known going in.
Well, her, from her
yeah,
perspective?
Yeah, that she wouldn't. Yeah, like, yeah. Come on.
I mean, yeah.
That's a given.
I mean, that's how. Yeah, that. I mean, I'm all for it being her fault.
No, that wasn't. That wasn't.
No, that's where I'm going okay. with. She missed out on all this.
Again, we're no longer wondering.
I know I have issues. I mean, it's cool. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, by this point, you're a lost cause.
I mean, I pretty. Yeah. You know what? It's starting to feel like.
Yeah,
it is cool. I'm okay with.
You are.
You have to be self-aware.
No,
right?
I'm saying because I'm setting my ways. There's certain things I'm just not going to compromise on, so it's cool.
Like
I'm
Bears okay Packers on a Saturday night.
Listen, and I was sitting there like, ooh, look, he threw a BB.
Did you see that throw? And she said, no, see ya.
She's like, I was just asking
right,
a dude, question.
I'm about to go. Hey, right, what? Wait, but I missed that part of the conversation. What'd you say?
Yeah, but you didn't miss that throw though. What a throw! All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Three jokes you guys are not allowed to celebrate today.
It doesn't work that way.
Knew that
Sorry.
Was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not allowed to celebrate.
First of all, you know what? We can spin that on them. We called this thing over months ago. They're not allowed to celebrate today.
If there's one thing I get to celebrate, it's the NFC.
We tried to tell you.
Yep.
I love how people say, well, since you talk bad about the team, you can't. Celebrate.
Yeah,
yeah. Guess what? There are no rules.
So
zero.
You're
right.
So
yeah, deal with
what
it.
About all the ones that was talking bad about the team when they're on that little bit of the losing streak?
Oh, yeah.
They allow
nope,
to celebrate.
Nope.
No, there's no gatekeeping. There's no rules.
No,
celebrate as much as you want. Today's a day to celebrate.
Yeah,
and if you were with us a month ago, you could have been at the parade, the banner raising. Hugh missed that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. You idiots still want Tanner time?
Well, I mean, I'd like them to win some more games and blow teams out. So Tanner coming. No, Why would I want Tanner to play right now? Jalen's back to playing well. This is not that complicated. Jalen plays well. He plays well. He doesn't.
It's
I want
very
Tanner.
Complicated if you don't.
Yeah, if you don't understand.
I think it's simple. I think it's simple.
Yep. Can't wait to get a break from your guys' nonsense.
I will miss you too. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you mean when we're off?
Yeah, we're off, yeah.
I'm going to call
them. You know, we need a break from them, too.
Who's, we have a little, some Buzz, but I heard Buzz is filling
in. Buzz will be there, yeah.
Heartthrob Buzz on TV again this morning.
I'll be in a couple days next week.
Next week? Yeah. Right. Solo, or you have co-host?
I think TK, and then I think Ashlyn.
Low T.
Okay.
With Low T,
T in the building.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You people are
going to
get them.
You don't sound so excited.
I am very excited.
I'll be looking forward to your call.
I'll call. It all depends. I don't know where I'm going to be.
Live at Bucky's from the bathroom.
Speaking of me, Kyle is full of crap.
What did you do today?
I don't know.
Can't we just celebrate together?
No. More negative to start the show today than I remember
while.
And we were just celebrating.
Division championship?
We were happy.
Come on.
Because then you're not allowed
Super Bowl again.
You're not allowed.
Nope, sorry.
People are just crazy.
Yeah, you can't take away my celebration.
Nope. Jillio just being a cheerleader, like always.
That's what everyone says. Never negative, Jillio. Always team
pom-pom
first.
Pom-pom waving
positive.
Yep. So we put the poll up today, if you're thinking Super Bowl. It was pretty 50-50.
Mm.
But my favorite are when the comments attack the other side. Anyone who says no is a fraud.
Always.
Anyone who says yes hasn't been watching.
That's how you know it's 50-50.
So you're either an idiot or you're a fraud.
That's WIP, yep. Yeah.
That's right.
It's no middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, Hugh, shots at BG. You deserve to get overtaken.
Shots at BG?
Well, because you said you did it in 10 years.
I mean, and I did.
I didn't say you didn't. That's math.
I mean, so how is that a shot? That's a fact.
I guess it was a perceived shot. Yeah.
No, I mean,
people
it's a
heard
fact.
It that way.
It's a fact.
It was a little shade.
No, it wasn't no shade. It was a fact.
It was a fact.
It was I forget what I did.
I'm just
two
saying.
Two things can be true at once, though.
No, I'm just not saying. I got 80 career sacks in 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, you did. We took some away. But yeah, you had them.
But I had that in 10.
Did spark a discussion, though, in the chat. Was Hugh elite?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Hugh had.
Oh, no, listen. Now, this ain't up for debate. Because you talk about those years that I was manning that end. I was one of the elite pass rushers in the game. Let's not get this twisted.
Yeah. It'd be fun to go back if we could. Like, imagine if we could find a clip of a conversation like, is Hugh Douglas actually elite?
Yeah.
Or a little overrated? Got four and a half sacks on Ryan Leaf. Do we really count those?
No, that definitely not. Overrated was never a word that was used. When I played.
Underrated, probably.
Yeah.
I would say.
Maybe, or underarmed, or like short-armed.
Underarmed. Yeah.
But no, not overrated.
No. Did they even record sacks back in Hugh's era?
Yes, they did.
I was about to say they had just started. It started a decade before. It really was only like, what, 10 years before you got
drafted?
Because
you know what's funny? You know what's funny?
82, I think it was.
Yeah, because Deacon Jones always says that he's the original, like, because he had over, what, Reggie White's like 200 or something? Or, no, Bruce Smith. Deacon Jones said he had well over that.
Somebody added Hugh Douglas, Deacon Jones. Those were the days.
Those were
same
the
era.
Days. Yeah.
Same era.
That does not bother me.
You know, I thought he was tough, but his daughter rules him.
I mean, it's true. How are the dishes situation going these days?
You know what I did? I bought two dish racks. So
you're trying to counter.
Lead the horse to water type of thing?
Yeah.
You just see what happens.
See what happens.
If the dishes get washed.
How do you think that's going to go?
Hugh's going to be washing more dishes. I know what's going to happen.
You know, it all depends on when we get back Monday. If y'all catch hell, then y'all know I caught hell.
You're going to tell by Hugh's mood if he's still getting pumped.
Eagles win in Buffalo. Hugh comes in all set.
I'm going to venture to say that's probably going to still be the case.
Yeah. You gotta go hide upstairs again.
Have you seen my daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't little.
Yeah, I saw her at the tailgate.
She is not little.
running and hiding upstairs.
I'm just saying, if she work out here, she works out a lot.
Report, Hugh Douglas beat up over the weekend.
Hey, Hugh, who was at the top of the list of available kickers again? We missed it the first 15 times.
Young Wei Koo.
I'm sorry.
No, that's who Joe want to bring in. Young Wei Koo.
I said.
The top kicker out there right now.
It could be anyone.
Is Young Wei Koo. I'm telling you who it is. Go look at the top available kickers right now.
It could be Hugh Douglas. I'm just saying.
It's Young Wei Koo.
Young Young Wei Koo.
It's Young Wei Koo.
Yep. Okay.
All right, last one. We may need to have the Terry Bradshaw, Al Michaels conversation with you.
What you mean? What you talking about? I was.
Well, that means putting you out
of the pasture. Yeah. No, Terry Bradshaw's still working.
Yeah,
now Michaels. Al Michaels.
But
you
both
can tell
of those put, have seen better days. No, than listen, guys.
You can tell Al Michaels got some heat on him from last week. Yeah, he was like, he had to step his
He's
game.
He's had some rough ones.
Yeah,
guys totally mailed it in.
We're towards the end of both of those guys, and they had great careers in the booth. But
who's saying about you?
Everybody talking about Terry. Like, what he be saying? Like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, Terry's been lost at sea for a while.
Yet. I ain't there yet.
Not yet. All right, that is enough for us today. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're live at Chickie's, as they are on Mondays. Players Lounge tonight. Jordan Mailata show tonight, so stay tuned for the rest of the afternoon. You guys have a great week. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again for the pregame show, at least this show. Well, Hugh and I will. On Sunday, we'll talk to you for the Eagles and the Bills. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.